Yeah. We're live. My name is Christian. And this is the Most High Show. And today, we're going to talk about this statement. Nature takes time. God takes time. Time takes time. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't tell you how much I don't like this. I don't like that I can only do what I can do today to reach the audacious goals that I want to see come to fruition tomorrow. But I have to keep telling myself that nature takes time, God takes time, and time takes time. So let's talk a little bit about time. If you can, picture an hourglass, an old way of measuring time. And at the top of the hourglass is the past, and it's large. And at the bottom of the hourglass is the future. And that's large too. And in between the vastness of the past and the vastness of the future is the thinnest point of the hourglass, where 1 to 2 grains of sand fall through at a time. That's where we are. In this present moment, right now, we are at that thinnest point in the hourglass. That's all we're privy to. Because the past only exists in our minds. The future only exists in our minds. And the only thing that actually exists is this present moment. The thinnest part of the hourglass. We're only 1 to 2 grains of sand can fall through at a time. Talk about mindfulness. Talk about slowing down. Time takes time. God takes time. And nature takes time. Now, perhaps nature is probably the easiest example for you to grasp this concept. If any one of you have ever planted anything, I was just in Oregon, and I performed my first wedding ceremony for a friend and his fiance. And I got to spend some time with my mom. And my mom is a gardener now. She's found this passion for growing her own fruits and vegetables. And if you've ever had like a vine ripened tomato, one that you don't get from the store, it's got a specific flavor and taste to it. But you don't just start with the tomato. A lot of us do. We start with the tomato because we just go to the store and get the tomato. But that tomato came because at some point in time, my mom went out there with a little seed and a little shovel, and she had the right soil, and she planted that seed. And sometime later, it began to sprout. You know this. They teach us this in grade school, right? You know, it's interesting because a lot of the illustrations that my guru lays out for us are illustrations of reaping and sowing, growing crops. And it's a great illustration because it takes time. Some of us are battling sobriety right now. Some of us have days, minutes even. Some of us are swearing that this is the last time we'll get high. And in our minds, we can visualize this sober version of ourselves, this actualized version of ourselves. Chop wood, walk on water. And for a lot of us, when our focus is on that, we're blinded to what's right in front of us. The necessary action steps that we need to take today to get or stay sober. And time takes time. You want that tomato, you better plant that seed. There's a process at hand. And if we're not present for the process, well, number one, we might mess it up. Or number two, we're definitely not going to enjoy it. And some of it shouldn't be enjoyed. It sucks getting off drugs. It sucks when you can't really get high consciously and be okay with that. And you're having a hard time getting sober and being okay with that. And you're in that tense moment that's ripping you apart at the foundation of who you are. But that, my friends, is That's the damn part of the hourglass. That's you being present to the duality that exists within you in this present moment in time. Own that. Be there. Be here now. Nature takes time. You know, if I wanted a talking to my friend Mitchell about this, I have to give him a shout out because our conversations have really helped me to articulate this here today and also just to live in the moment, right? If I want firewood, right, and I can't go to the store to get firewood, and I want to start at, I'm going to grow a tree, and I'm going to use this tree to be my firewood. I'm going to be waiting a long time for firewood. And chopping the firewood down, that's just, you know, once the tree grows, that's one thing. And then you got to chop that wood, right? And then you got to split that wood. And here's the thing that Mitchell really put me on to, is you got to cure the wood. It's got to dry out. I don't know if you ever try to burn a wet log, but it's not very good at creating heat or light. It just really creates a lot of smoke if it burns at all. Nature takes time. A lot of us want to be there. And you never get there without being here. And once you get there, then you want to be the next there. Or like I did this morning, I'm listening to my old rap group, the Mansion Boys. And I was enjoying that. It was nice. Listen to that. But if I which I have in the past, lose myself to romanticizing what life was like then. I'm not here. I'm then. And then my here becomes unsatisfying. I become discontent with my here because my mind and my being is trying to be back there. So to be present here now and listen to those songs is cool. It's a gift. Shout out Ryan Crosby, keeping them songs on the internet. We get to the next there, and then we want the next there. And to realize that time takes time to be in that small part of the hourglass means that I have to be here now. I was listening to a lecture by Ram Dass, and in the lecture he talks about his journey to meet his guru and how he has to take this arduous walk. The guy that he's traveling with, they're walking to see the guru. He has no idea where it's at, how far away it is, what that's going to be like. And so as they're walking, Ram Dass tells this story that he says, hey, you know, back in the States, I was a professor. I was a professor at Harvard. And the guy says, ah, Richard, that's then. Be here now. And so they would walk for a while. Ram Dass would say, hey, how much longer we got? How much further we got to walk? And the guy he was journeying with would say, Richard, that's in the future. Be here now. That's frustrating. But the gift to be present in the moment takes time to just get to even that point. You know, I've been doing this recovery thing for a while. And over the course of 9 years, there's been a lot of ups and downs. A lot of that time was spent in the there. And it wasn't until recently, these last few years, that I got over myself and have found the ability at times to be here now in this present moment, in the thinnest part of the hourglass. And there's a lot going on just right now. There's an exercise I was taught to help alleviate anxiety and stress and worry and constant rumination. And the exercise is to stop what you're doing, to take a look in the room that you're in and identify 3 things that you never noticed before. And once you go through that, if you really do it, if you really slow down and be in the moment and try to find 3 things you never noticed, you might be surprised at what you notice. You might be surprised at how little time it takes you to find some things you never noticed. But what that does is it forces you to be here now. The mind is in the body and the body is in the room, and this is what I see. How is it that we allow thoughts to control us so much? A worry of the future, an excitement, an anticipation of the future, the pain of regret of the past. in this present moment, it's all in our mind. Now, there's some wreckage we got to clean up. And there's some stuff I got to do now so that tomorrow the lights come on. I'm not saying ignore and forget the past or the future. But you will eventually get to the future with enough here and nows in a row. And it's the same thing with recovery. You will eventually get to some time if you just focus on today. And tomorrow has enough worries of its own, my guru would say. He'd say, be here now. It's a practice of mindfulness. It's a practice of acceptance. And I've heard the stories that God swoops down in miraculous motion and movement. And changes situations, circumstances, hearts, minds, attitudes, souls in a snap. But more often than not, the God experience is received one moment at a time. And you look back one day. And if you're really present, you might experience something and go, you know what? I didn't drink. I didn't get high. This thing happened. And when that thing happens, I used to get high. I didn't even think about it. And that's when your past has some purpose. So it's, you know, if you take a dogmatic approach to any of this stuff, you miss the beauty, you miss the power, you miss the life of it. You miss it if you become too dogmatic about it. Yeah. That's a nice beat. Be here now. This is a good cup of coffee. Be here now. When you realize that you are both the problem and the solution, and you are able to be here now, you gain a level of power, a level of purpose that will sustain you in that very moment. Be here now. Nature takes time. God takes time. And time takes time. I end with this, which is just to mention our culture of today and the beautiful tools and machines we have at our disposal every day that allow us to access a vast array of information in a moment of time where we need only speak the name of a certain device and it will tell us information. We can access so much immediately that for many of us today, we have the option of Italian food or Mexican food or chicken and waffles. It might be lunchtime. Huh? Oh, or some Polynesian food or some Thai. What you want today? You just pick up that phone, Uber Eat it, boom. DoorDash it, boom. we're existing in an ecosystem and in a culture where people are vying for immediate attention. Companies are vying for immediate attention. Life is pulling us for immediate attention. Be here now. Be in the moment. Understand what is happening around you. Be aware. Do what you need to do today to secure your future. Clean up the shit that you, the mess that you've made. Go make those wrongs right. Go talk to that person you've been putting it off. Go tell your mom you love her. Go tell your dad you love him. Be here now. Life is beautiful, it's fragile, and it's happening right now. Grateful for the ability to be here now today with you. The ability to outline this and talk about it. And it's probably more for me than it is for you. But I do hope you got something out of it. And I do hope you're going to get something out of what's coming from us soon. And that is The Road to Recovery. It's a 10-part mini-series where we documented what it's like in long-term recovery. You know, the addict story we always hear about, you know, how terrible it was, and then there was a change, and now everything's better. And once you start getting some time under your belt, your problems change. Life changes. And maybe you're not dealing with the impulse to drink or drug, but you're dealing with the impulse to be a complete jerk or truly love your spouse, or you're dealing with the complexities of learning how to be here now. And so we documented 8 individuals, where they're at, and we do hope you'll tune in. It's going to start launching. First episode goes live this Thanksgiving, or Thanks for Taking Day, some would call it. That's November 26th. And the first episode launches, and every week there'll be a new episode. And I do hope you'll check that out. It'll be on the app. And if anyone's listening and you run or manage a sober living or a rehab center or a group of people who might benefit from experiencing this content and having a conversation about it, we are here to help. We're here to serve. Our generous donors have made it possible for us to create this content and for us to be available to you to share it and to have conversations with those that you are entrusted with caring for. All right. Arato vato. My name is Christian. This is The Most High Show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for La Costa Nostra, Johnny Blaze, Kenny Roger Rosta, Andrew LaCosta, for sticking with me. Peace and love.